So this Pirate's Code podcast be a follow-up to the episode called How Money is Created. We shall dive a little deeper into the details. But first, let it be known across the seven seas, Blackbeard be now a bona fide fan of action movies. Aye, the kind with cannon blast and sword clash and building exploding mayhem that gets the blood boiling like a pot of sea stew in a hurricane. I, Sylvester Stallone, warrior, writer, underdog champion, and sculpted like a Grecian god carved from granite and grit. Blackbeard took one look at Rocky and started shadowboxing the mast. He trains like he's fighting a kraken every morning, lifts anchors for breakfast. Ye know what makes him a pirate in spirit? He never gives up the fight, and he writes his own story. That be the creed of any true captain.
Oh, love, you know I admire a well-muscled man with deep emotional trauma, but he does mumble worse than our cabin boy after three rums. The physique is lovely, but does he know how to pour a proper glass of port or recite a sonnet in the moonlight? How about an Angelina Jolie film tonight after we batten down the hatches for the storm? Angelina plays love like it's a dangerous game, and she always wins. Every man thinks he can handle her, including Brad, right up until the time he realizes he's been handled. Who does that sound like? That be standing right next to you, hmm?
Aye, she does indeed remind me of a certain after midnight fire starter. And those lips could write treaties, start wars, and command fleets. I mean, I would prefer another Jason Statham Angry Man flick. But if you insist, I shall force myself to snuggle through Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Just to keep you happy, my dear. Well, would you look at the time? I best be launching this podcast. Listen up, ye rapscallions. Instead of swapping hours of your life for dollars on a job, do what many wealthy people do. Print your own money. You say, that is illegal. Let me explain. I am not suggesting that you get a printing press or copy machine and literally print paper money. That is illegal. What I suggest is legal and done every day. It will take some study and learning about real estate markets. This is an example in residential single-family homes, and you will have to adjust the values up or down depending on where you live. Whether you purchase the homes with your money, a loan from the bank, or partner with someone who has the money or good enough credit for a loan, does not matter. Let's say that you purchase a 3-bed, 2-bath, 1,500 square foot home with a money partner who gets a loan. Purchase price of the home, $100,000. You make a 20% down payment. Arrange an 80% bank loan at 6.0% interest with a 30-year amortization, meaning the loan's principal and interest will be paid off in 30 years. Your principal and interest payment is $599.55, and the taxes and insurance about $150, for a total pity monthly payment of about $750. Now, you advertise that you have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home for sale on a lease with an option to purchase agreement. Just like a bank loan, they're responsible for all maintenance and repairs because they have agreed to buy the home, not just rent. Contract terms. Purchase price, $150,000. Lease monthly payment, $1,250, less he pays a non-refundable down payment of $10,000. Depending on how you structure the agreement with your money partner, you can split this or keep it all for yourself. The lessee will owe $140,000 when they buy the home in the future. Total positive cash flow created, $500 per month. Again, depending on your agreement, let's say you split the cash flow with the money partner. You each get $250 per month cash flow. So where is the money printed? When the lessee signs the agreement with the purchase option, You take the $140,000 that they owe and subtract the $100,000, which includes the $80,000 owed to the bank and the $20,000 owed back to the money man, which leaves $40,000. That $40,000 goes into your equity account on paper in 2 months or 5 years, or whenever the lessee gets a bank loan and pays off the $140,000 that is owed. You pay off the bank and investor $100,000, and you put the bank cashier's check for $40,000 into your bank account. So where did that $40,000 come from? It did not exist before you signed the agreement with the lessee. You just printed it up. You created $40,000 out of thin air. That is how you print your own money legally. With knowledge and paperwork and a little time. What if they stop paying, you ask? If they do not pay you off and you get the house back 10 years after purchasing it, you can sell it outright and keep all of the appreciation. In some areas, that could be about $100,000 to $150,000 above the $40,000 you built into the contract. Or you could choose to sign a new lease purchase contract with another buyer at the current values of $1,650 per month and a buyout of $300,000. Your monthly income goes up and your net worth or equity position increases. So there you have it, mates. I can assure you that this strategy be a lot safer than plundering merchant ships on the high seas. You won't have to worry about musket rounds and cannonballs being blasted back at ye. Oh, and now that Bella is out of the cabin, one more comment about Angelina. I'd trust her to watch my back in a sword fight, mates. But I wouldn't trust her alone with me treasure. She may have picked up some bad habits while filming Tomb Raider. I dare say if she'd boarded my ship back in the day, she'd have been named first mate faster than ye can say booby trap.